Earth, and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Scientists are taking their first steps towards finding extraterrestrial life on Jupiter's moon Europa, thought to have a massive ocean of water underneath thousands of feet of ice. An autonomous robotic submarine called Endurance will be tested in 2008 under Antarctic ice in the subglacial Lake Bonney and later in Lake Vostok. Peter Dorn is principal investigator of the Endurance robot, and I spoke with Professor Dorn at the 2007 meeting of the American Geophysical Union. Here is Peter Dorn. Dr. Dorn, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thank you.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about the Endurance project? Why are scientists interested in Lake Vostok, buried under 3.5 kilometers of ice? What's going on here?
Well, it's one of the last unexplored aquatic environments on Earth, really, and it's such a deep lake, it's under so much ice, that we're really not sure if life can really exist there. So we're interested in going down to see if the system that's been isolated for perhaps millions of years could harbor an ecosystem that we could go and measure. And so the Endurance Project is a first step towards that. We're going to be working in the dry valleys of Antarctica in ice-covered lakes that have a thinner ice cover, only about 15 feet, so it's more accessible. And we're going to be testing our vehicle there in order to get some lessons and some practice at going down and doing autonomous science in these ice-covered water bodies like Vostok.
And what will this, I think it was described as a cryobot, perhaps, is that? What will it be monitoring eventually? How does it do it? How does this all work?
Well, it's got to have its own brain, so it's going to be autonomous. It's not going to be tethered, so we won't be communicating with it. We'll put it in the water and give it some preliminary instructions and then send it out on a preset path of sampling. But if it runs into anything that's unusual, it will have to make a decision on how to deal with that on its own. We'll set it out, and we won't see it again for 8 hours, is the battery life on the vehicle. We'll probably bring it back a little earlier just in case, but it'll have to work for large chunks of time on its own. And it will swim out underneath the ice cover. Remember, the ice is about 15 feet thick, so it will be swimming at about 19, 20 feet in the water, beneath the surface of the water, but just below the ice. And then it will lower a science package through the water column every 100 meters or so as it travels underneath the ice. And doing that, it will build up this huge data set of three-dimensional data with regards to temperature, salinity, other variables that we routinely measure, as well as biological variables like the organic carbon that's there, things like chlorophyll, which is used for photosynthesis, things that tell us about the biology of the lake. It gives us a whole new dimension in our study of these lakes, because previously we've just been able to look at one spot in the lake, at the center of the lake, because the ice is thick enough that it prevents us from going all over and making measurements all over the lake. So it really is going to open up a new frontier for us with regards to our terrestrial science and looking at Lake Bonney in a new light, a third dimension.
So the idea is to eventually lower it down to Lake Vostok underneath all that ice?
The Endurance Project is in Lake Bonney in the dry valleys, and the idea is to figure out what are the challenges with doing autonomous science in an ice-covered water body. Then the next step would be Lake Vostok, and then the next step after that would be Europa. And so we're taking these steps in order to learn how to do this and learn what the challenges and stressors are in approaching the science in this way. But our ultimate goal will be Europa. That's really why we're doing all this, is eventually we want to go to this ice-covered ocean on Europa.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that. You know, why are scientists looking for life on Jupiter's moon Europa?
Well, it happens to be one of the only places besides Earth where we have really strong evidence of liquid water there for a long period of time. You know, there's been evidence on Mars of water, but there's still some speculation about water today. It may or may not be there in a liquid form in a habitable environment. And on Europa, there's now pretty much a consensus that there is an ice-covered ocean, and that ocean has a nice balance of salinity. It's not too salty for life, but there's enough stuff there for life to live off of. There's enough energy, chemicals, that life could take a hold and actually build an ecosystem in that environment, even though there's no light penetrating that ice cover. You don't need light for ecosystems to develop. You can use chemical energy, for instance, to form an ecosystem. So Europa is really one of the best places, maybe the best place in the solar system, to look for life off of this planet.
What do scientists expect life to be like under places like Lake Vostok?
Yeah.
And looking further out, looking at Jupiter's moon Europa?
Well, I'd put a lot of money on in Lake Vostok. It's going to be completely microbial. We're not going to see any funny fishes or anything like that swimming around down there. And that's basically because our experience in extreme environments on Earth, the more extreme you get, the more microbial the ecosystem becomes, the smaller it becomes. And so, for instance, in our Dry Valley lakes, we have nothing but bacteria, algae, you know, small organisms. We don't have any fish in these lakes. The more stressful it is, the harder it is for the higher orders of organisms to survive, because there's less energy there, there's less nutrients, and so it's really a stressful environment, so you can't go to those upper levels of life. On Europa, we don't know enough to be able to answer that question. There may be higher orders, because there could be things like geothermal hot springs coming out of the bottom, vents coming out of the bottom of the ocean, and that would supply a lot of material and energy into the system, where you may be able to support those higher orders. So if those are there, yeah, you might find some funny European fish. If it's not there, then I'd imagine it's a fairly extreme environment, very nutrient-poor environment, and probably we're talking about microbes rather than higher orders of organisms.
You know, what is the most important thing you'd like to tell the public today about scientists' search for life in these extreme environments, even beyond Earth?
Well, for me, it's the most important question we can ask. Did life evolve elsewhere? And it sort of puts us in perspective. You know, are we unique? And so I think it's a very good scientific question. It may be the most important scientific question we can ask. Are we alone?
That was Earth scientist Peter Doerr of the University of Illinois at Chicago. And I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.